You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. Grab them, bring them around the radio. It's always much more fun to listen to Animal Radio with your pets. You know who we have on the phone? I think it was July of 2013.
I know. I can't believe it was that long ago.
We had Dr. Ernie Ward on. He was locking himself in a hot car to find out what it would be like if you locked your animals in the hot car. And you know, we always say it only takes a couple of minutes for the car to really heat up. You say you're going to run into the bank real fast, and in that time, you could have a very sick and ill pet. You know, fortunately, since Ernie did this stunt, there's been lots of legislation, both in New York and California, that allows you to break into cars where there's an animal suffering.
Yes.
So I'd like to think that Ernie started that. Doc, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, and I can't believe it's been that long, and you're absolutely right. That video did help change minds, and it definitely touched hearts, and we're on the right path, I believe, to trying to get proper legislation and rules to help us all save pets that we love so much.
Absolutely. Now, do you have cats or dogs at home?
Dogs, cats, fish, hamsters, everything.
Do you think your cats are smarter than your dogs?
Oh, boy. Here we go again, right?
Yeah.
You really want to get me in some hot water with everybody.
Yeah.
You know, the fact is, intelligence is a very complex subject. And you know, dogs and cats display their intelligence in different and unique ways. When you look at the actual anatomy of the two species, cats end up on the better side.
Ah.
In fact, they've got over twice the number of neurons or brain cells than dogs. So cats are really, you know, creative. All this extra brain mass is really going to do a couple of things. Number one, I think it helps them avoid a lot of work, because the last time I checked, my dog and cat definitely lay around, and my cat just begs, and you know, we have to take care of her every need and, and any desire. But they're dexterous, and I think people overlook the fact that a cat is so adept with its paws. I mean, they can grasp objects. If you've ever watched your cat use a food puzzle, which I'm a big fan of, you know, reaching down in, they can grasp, and they can fish. I mean, they can climb, they can claw, so it's amazing dexterity. And I've been saying this for, you know, about 20 years, that cats are just one opposable thumb away from planetary dominance. cats have the edge on dogs when it comes to the brain anatomy.
Yeah, well, we know the cat started the internet, but I got to figure this one out. My dog, when I do something that ticks her off, she doesn't remember very long. You know, she's kind of ADD.
A minute later, she's wagging her tail.
She's wagging her tail onto something else. But I piss off my cat. My cat will remember it for years, it seems like. Is there...
And, you know, there's research to back that. And in fact, you know, studies show that cats can retain an event or some information for up to 16 hours, while our poor pooches can only hold that for about 5 minutes. And this is why it's so important. When people, you know, I get this call all the time, and I'm sure you do too, where people say, I came home and my dog messed on the carpet, and I rubbed his nose in it, and I gave him a good spanking. Well, your dog doesn't remember going to the potty 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So it does no good, and this is important for us to understand the psychology and just basic brain activity of our pets, because that tells us how to train them. So coming home, rubbing their nose in it, yelling at them, does no good at all. Your cat, on the other hand, is probably holding a grudge overnight.
Yeah. So if we're training them, we need to reward them if they're doing something proper immediately.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the really important thing of the past 20 years. We know from the research that it is the timing of the reward. So if you're trying to train a dog to sit, it's the gap between the sit and the reward, be it food or praise or a clicker. You know, whatever that reward is, it's got to be nearly instantaneous. And I don't know if you saw this recent research that was published just a few months ago from North Carolina State University, but they actually paired up humans and they pitted them against robots to see who could train a dog faster to sit. And sadly, human beings lost, and it was basically because the computerized robot device was able to dispense the treat faster, more consistently. So I think, you know, we can take a lesson from that, and we can say, look, it's all about the timing. If we want to get better results when we're training our dogs to do whatever, we've got to make sure that we're consistent and delivering those rewards almost instantaneously.
You know, I noticed Ladybug, the studio stunt dog, when her mom, which is Judy, is away and comes back home, She seems to know a long time before Judy even walks in the door that mom's on the way home. And yet the cat wouldn't care, doesn't care. Somebody's home.
Right. And, you know, this is something that's been studied a lot in the past decade, and we don't understand this uncanny ability of our dogs to detect our presence when we're pulling down the street a quarter of a mile or more away. And scientists don't have it fixed yet, but there may be a relationship to the amount of ferrite, which is a trace mineral in the brain of dogs. And this helps them actually sense the Earth's magnetic field. It's one of the reasons why the funny, you know, pooping on the north and south axis.
Is that for real?
It was coming out. Yeah. And so sometimes they say, look, maybe these dogs are using this extrasensory perception to cue in on your energy. And maybe that's how they tell, but I'm like you. I don't know how it happens, but I know that my dogs are there waiting for me. And I've gotten the GoPro out and proven this to my wife
yeah.
because they're out there about 5 minutes before we show up at the door waiting.
Listen, you got a website, and we're out of time, and I always have so much fun with you, but I want to send listeners to a website where they can learn a little more about Dr. Ernie Ward.
You bet. Certainly the website is drernieward.com. I've got a YouTube channel. We've got all kind of fun videos of me traveling around the world, talking to different vets and tackling different problems. So check out on YouTube, Dr. Ernie Ward, but certainly the website is drernieward.com.
Let's not wait too long till we visit again.
That's right. Maybe we'll solve once and for all this how and why do dogs poop in certain places.
We're going to head back to the phones, toll free 1-866-405-8405. Well, don't you know this healthy serving of Animal Radio? It's brought to you by the grain-free Red Barn Naturals canned food for dogs and cats. And did you know it's always made in the USA with natural, functional ingredients to support your pet's optimal health? You can learn more over at redbarninc.com. And we thank you so much, all of our underwriters, for underwriting Animal Radio.